When do we remember our between lives experiences? There comes a time in the long series of lives, so the doctrine is taught, there comes a time in the long series of lives when the whole of the past is physically known, recovered in the brain. On the threshold of adeptship, the adept to be, as it were, unrolls the scroll of the past, sees it all, distills a final wisdom from it all, must balance it all, that all debts are paid, and then moves on into liberation from the wheel of birth and death, and becomes an adept, a perfected man. So it's then, much later on. But remember that the ego, the inner self, knows it all. The full experience through which it is passing, whether on the physical or on the superphysical plane. So, if you can, by meditation, touch the consciousness of your divine self, if you can do that, well then, the experiences both between lives and in past lives can be recovered, can be done. And there are certain great seers who achieve it. Of course, there are many people who remember their former lives. I've met numbers of them. In fact, I had a very interesting experience last Christmas. I was in Benares, northern India, at the convention, the International Convention of the Worldwide Theosophical Society, whose members in considerable numbers had gathered there for a week. I was asked to go and meet a group of people, and I found that they consisted of a youngish man, perhaps 18, an Indian, and two groups of adults, older people. And this, to make it short, is the story that was told. This boy, early in childhood, persisted in saying that he had another family. And this wasn't his only family. And as he grew up, he would describe his other family. And said that he had died when young, and been reborn in this family, his new family. He gave names, descriptions, private information, and at last the address of the other family. And so the new family went to the place, it was in another city, and found it all to be exactly as the boy had stated. To the smallest detail, he remembered exactly. And so the two families had been brought together, had formed a friendship, and there they all were, about eight or nine of them had come. They're all theosophists now, and they'd all come to our international convention there. And if I had time, I could tell you numerous such stories. When I was in India the time before, there was that famous case with which the papers were full, of the young girl living at Delhi, who also persisted that this wasn't her family at all, and that she had another family and a husband in another city, Mutra, which is 100 miles away and one of the oldest cities in India. And under questioning, she described her husband, including certain birthmarks, the house, the city, and was sad and longing to go to the old family, said that she had died as a young wife in giving birth to a son who was still alive. Well, this went on and the girl wasn't developing. She was clever and doing well, but her heart wasn't in life. And so finally, a lawyer friend decided that he would go and investigate. So he went to Mutra and followed the girl's directions, and lo and behold, everything turned out to be exactly as she had said, including the head of the family's loss of a young wife some years before. And again, yes, again, they were brought together. The lawyer brought the old family to Delhi and met. And the girl, the now young girl, made the usual salutations which an Indian lady always makes to her husband. And she and the little boy, who'd been her son and was now grown up a bit, played together and were exceedingly happy. More questions of an inquiring, testing nature were asked, to which everyone a correct answer was given. And then the family went for a drive round old Delhi. And before they went, the two families, the girl left orders in the house. And when they came back, the husband, the earlier husband, found to his amazement that all the favorite dishes which his wife had used to prepare for him were there to be served. And so you see, those cases could be multiplied. In my book, Reincarnation, you will see a collection of them. One not in the book, another one is also rather classical. It's about a man in the Anglo-Indian Army before Indian independence was granted. And he used to, he was an Englishman, and he used to always be dreaming that he was suffocated in the desert. He dreamt that he was an Egyptian noble, and he fell in love with a dancing girl. And the disparity in their social position did not permit marriage. And so they eloped into the Theban desert. And no sooner had they got free than a sandstorm enveloped them. And although he tried to wrap her burnous round her throat and mouth, the sand overwhelmed them both and they died. This he dreamed over and over again, he says, but he didn't meet the girl until on one of his leaves he was in London and attending a conversazione of the Royal Society, where he knew nobody. And as he came into the room, he saw a girl cross on the opposite wall, staring at him. And moved by some impulse, they both walked together across the room. And when they met, she said, "Suffocated." And he said, "What? Do you remember?" And she said, "Yes. And how you wrapped my scarf round my mouth, trying to save me." Another case where two people remembered the same thing. And by the by, I should finish the story off. Yes, they were married.